Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. We are back to normal. I hope you enjoyed my little backyard garden tour.
Abby Normal.
Yeah, and the Abby Normal and the dogs, of course, Izzy and Rizzo making an appearance. And the squirrel that scared me and the bees and the dogs with the bees in their mouth. Dustin, good job editing it. It was fun to do. I just wanted to put something out so we had a placeholder until we're back. But we're back doing it the way we've always done it, which is recording it on a Wednesday and putting it out on a Saturday, at least always since when, 2021, doesn't matter. But that's what we're doing, and we're here, and yeah. Hi, guys.
Howdy.
Hello.
It seemed as though a lot of folks were glad we were moving it back to Saturday.
I did notice that. You're like, oh, thank God. You know, good people get up on Saturday, and they want to maybe chill out in their home or outside and cut the grass or do an errand or, I don't know, lay in bed listening to Kenny Rogers. If that's what you want to do on a Saturday morning, we want to be a part of that after the Kenny Rogers.
And that's the thing, too, is like if something comes on Wednesday and you don't normally do it, by Saturday, you're going to forget to do it.
Yeah. So this is smart. And I'm at the studio at work. I'm not at my house. I'm a little more comfortable in my own skin. But I made a little reference there to Righteous Gemstones. We are covering, kind of recapping the episodes week to week on our Patreon-only video that comes out every week. And to find out more about that, you can go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. And you come in at any level and you can have access to that. And that's pretty cool. So we have $1. We go all the way up to whatever you'd like. You can even come in at $25 and be a producer. And if you're a producer, you get a doodle from me. They take a while. Please understand that. If I don't like the way they look, I start over. But they do take a while. I want them to be good, and I want you to like them. You also get a T-shirt. We have to find a new T-shirt store. Kevin Jackson was due a T-shirt, and I couldn't get in. And then when I got in, they were all gone from our T-shirt store. I don't know what the hell's up with that company. They won't write me back, so F them.
I think that guy that you knew was not there anymore, and they redid the whole website and everything. So you got to start over or find a new place.
I'm not going to worry about them. We'll find a new place because I found a place to print one out. So he's getting the Radio Shack T-shirt when they print it and send it to him. But thank you to our $25 producers. If you're a $25 and a producer, you get those things. Plus you get your name read on the show. So thank you to Brian and Chelsea Smith, Jeff Peterson, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Kevin Jackson, Mike D, Matt Carter, and thank you to Terry for sending me Fish LP Farmhouse. Very happy about that.
And vinyl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just got it. It's pretty cool.
Ooh la la.
Yes. I'm not going to open it, but I will. I'll eventually open it. One of our ad sponsors, Brett, wanted to say, just give us this little note. And since he's a Patreon member, said, thank you for the hard work you guys put in. Your work helps me and hopefully others when we have a bad day or time or situation. It helps. Thank you again. And we're happy to do that. We hope we can. Because I remember there were times when we do this show and I would just sit and bitch for the first half hour and complain.
You?
Yeah. Can you believe that? You know, why are you so angry? Blah, blah, blah. And you made a good point. You know, people have problems and they get upset about things. Why should I be here bitching about my life? So there's that. Thank you. A couple of plugs before we get started. Would you like to watch Roby? Why not? You can watch Roby. His YouTube channel is Chatting with Daddy. So check that out. And when Gilbert's able to chat, I might do something with him. Right now, he just says daddy, mommy, you know, basic words that kids
say.
No, that's his favorite word. No. Are you happy?
No.
Then you look at him. He knows that he's not supposed to say no to that, and he laughs.
Maybe he really isn't happy, though. I don't feel like you should squash that. Maybe he's really letting you know I'm not happy.
No, Father, I'm very disappointed.
This food is too hot.
If you're in Atlanta or not in Atlanta and you have a phone, the Popcast is a weekly show that I host when it's not football season on WSB. It's 7 p.m. You can listen to it on the WSB radio app streaming live, or if you live in town, 95.5 on your FM dial, or 750 if you're into the AM thing. And then every Monday it becomes a podcast. Isaiah Hill is the most recent podcast guest that I had from Apple TV Plus's Swagger. And then my guest tonight from Dynamic El Dorado, Casey Navarro and Josh Warren. Josh, we've talked to plenty of times. I want to talk about that real quick. They're having a fundraiser for the Dynamic El Dorado, and you can go to dynamiceldorado.com to find out all about it. It's a GoFundMe. They're trying to, keep it going. A lot of places closed down. A lot of Atlanta theaters closed down during the pandemic. You have developers who have come in and bought land. And so, you know, a lot of places are gone, but Dynamic El Dorado stayed open. So if you like live performance, comedy, improv, all that stuff, it's a one-stop shop for that. And plus you can go eat a matzah because it's across the street from that in the old Fourth Ward right off of Edgewood. Casey Navarro is an improv performer. She is a graduate of Second City in Chicago. She's been with the Groundlings in Los Angeles, and now she's back in Atlanta. She's teaching and performing, and we have a lot of fun. And in the second half hour of the show, we do improv. She's on a blind date or a Tinder date with Sam Elliott.
Nice.
Josh is the waiter, so that's the first for that on the show. I want to read this too. We don't normally do this many readings at the beginning, but we have to get some things out of the way. Atlanta Pizza in Euro is supporting WSB, the radio station, my job where I work, in our efforts for the WSB Carathon, which is next week, benefiting the Aflac Cancer and Blood Disorder Center of Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. And from now and through the, what is the date? July 22nd, which is, I guess it's over now. So, but thank him. It is over now. But what they were doing, a portion of the sales are donated to the Carathon. But don't give up, because they're going to be catering our live show. So if you want to buy a seat at one of our live shows that we're going to be doing at WSB, you can hang out and meet Mike and taste some of the pizza in case you never have before. But
I love that. They're catering. That's sweet.
Mike really came through, and you know.
You guys drive the food truck right into the studio through the windows there?
Yeah, you could. You could jump it right over the fence. No, Mike Hall from Atlanta Pizza Nero, very helpful and very generous with his time and his money and treasure and donating to us for all these years as a Patreon advertiser, but also coming through to help us with the Carathon this year. It's really cool. And remember, they shot a TV show at his restaurant. And he posted on...
It's a movie, I think.
Yeah, a movie on Facebook a couple weeks ago. He said, we mentioned last September that a movie was shooting a few scenes at the restaurant. I finally got word it was out on Tubi. It's called Blood, Sweat, and Cheer. They were nice enough to keep our name in there. They kept at least three scenes inside the dining room and a bit out front. Not my own particular movie genre, but it was cool to see it all on screen. So, yeah, we should check it out. I don't know what about, but why not check it out?
I think that's great, though, that there's going to be a bunch of people in Atlanta that are going to get to taste Mike's pizza that may not have, because, you know, he's in Conyers, so.
And it's good stuff, so.
And you love Tubi, so you'll check it out immediately.
I do like Tubi. You seem to have a problem with Tubi. Why do you hate Tubi so much, Jeff?
Because it's supposed to be free.
It is free.
But you get to watch all those commercials.
That's why it's free. That's how it's free. Remember before VCRs when you had to watch commercials?
No.
Same thing with Freevee and Pluto and all those other ones, which I feel like Freevee's commercials, at least they don't show you the same one over and over like Pluto does.
Yes.
And Freevee, at least, they'll like top load of the commercials, and then maybe there'll be one commercial break in the middle.
That happens with Tubi sometimes.
Tubi, when I watched the post-apocalypse, there was like five commercial breaks.
No, I know, but it's a movie. That's how it gets paid for.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fucking spoiled brat.
I hope Matt Malero got all that commercial money.
I hope he did.
Well, you know, according to the actors, we should all be canceling all of our subscriptions right now.
No, they're not saying to boycott anything.
Well,
they're saying don't unsubscribe yet, but that may become a tactic in the strike later on where they say, okay, we go ahead and boycott, and that's when you should unsubscribe.
Little Leo Pucci from a physical post on his Instagram yesterday, all of the services he had unsubscribed from.
Right. Well, that's not what the people that are striking are asking for people to do right now.
People aren't going to do that either. So even if they did ask it, no one's going to do it. What are we supposed to do? There's no new TV shows coming up, and there's plenty in the pike or whatever you want to talk about. And then everybody's going to either watch old shit or they're going to watch more old shit. Because what else is there? You know,
Golden Bachelor. We got that coming.
Yeah.
Reality shows. I'm not watching The Golden Bachelor.
No.
But if people are telling you to unsubscribe, you know, why not just go back to the old model? Why not just go back to, okay, get rid of all this streaming shit or bundle it all into one goddamn thing and have one company run it like a cable company? And then we're back where we started before. I mean, I support fair wages because, again, we're not talking about George Clooney and Tom Cruise and Tom Hanks or any of these Brad Pitt or anybody that makes a huge salary for a film. We're talking about the working actor, the actor that you see on a TV show, and then you see that actor a month later on a different TV show. Maybe that actor is also driving Uber or working at a restaurant or doing something else, you know?
Well, isn't the actor culture kind of like our regular culture in the sense that there's like the 1%? They're a big baller ass making a ton of money, and then everybody else is schlubs working 2-3 jobs.
Yep. It is just like life. Except for the ones making all the money are eating children and taking their blood.
But like the way the streaming services work, it used to be if you did like a network TV show, you would get paid residuals in perpetuity every time that aired.
But well, that
the streaming services do it. They don't even tell you how many people watch the show. There's no ratings. They have and like when you get paid once at the top, and that's it. And they can have that on Netflix for the rest of eternity, and you'll never get paid again.
Well, how did that happen? How did we go from an era where, you know, once the DVD stopped and the reruns stopped, and it just went to the streaming stuff? Where were they then? Why didn't they see it coming? When was the last strike?
The last actor strike was like 40 years ago.
In the early 80s.
Yeah.
They struck at the same time back then in the early 80s.
I thought there was a big strike like 10 years ago.
Just the writers.
Writers, yeah. But this is the first time in 40 years that both unions have striked. But the thing that you're asking about is because technology just kept going and they kept just pushing it forward and didn't bother to update anything law-wise. And that's why we're, you know, they're no better now than they were 20 years ago. I mean, literally the same, having the same, you know, money divide.
But I'm drastic about it. I want AI to be completely banned from movies and television production. Of course, that's not going to happen. But you know what they're going to do? They're going to take a bunch of extras, clone them, get their faces, and then plop them on empty. It's just going to be a
nightmare. It's not just extras, though. Like in the de-aging stuff they're doing to John Goodman on Red Just Gemstones, that's all AI shit.
That serves the purpose of the story.
Right. But then if they don't work out this deal, then they have that AI of young John Goodman. So now they make Big Lebowski 2 and it's all digital.
Yeah, and then
young Jeff Bridges and young John Goodman.
They're not going to do that. I hope
they could. That's why they're on strike.
I read something Justine Bateman said. She said, God, I don't know where I saw it or why.
She's on Twitter, and she's very vocal about the issues. Yeah.
She said that eventually that based on algorithms and AI that, you know, you could make an episode of Happy Days where you're Fonzie and it'll happen. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. I don't know, but certainly people need to be compensated for it. I asked Fallon Hall, Aunt Tiffany from Righteous Gemstones, if she was in L.A. protesting. She said no, but they're here, And if anyone tries to shoot here, they'll have a picket line on them immediately. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Well, that Joan is awful was such a great interpretation of how this will play out.
Mm-hmm.
That was exactly how you could see it happening.
Right.
Did you watch that, Tim, the first episode of Black Mirror from this season, the Joan is awful?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, you got to watch it. You have to.
Black Mirror.
Creepy.
All this?
How much it mirrors what's going on,
Yes, so much this. And it's the one from Schitt's Creek, the one that played the sister. She's amazing in it. And Salma Hayek. And just the whole storyline, you're going to be like, it's a very Black Mirror-ish, of course, but it's funny. I love the Black Mirrors that are funny more than the creepy ones.
Yeah.
This one is a very funny one.
All right. I just emailed myself and let myself know.
Well, I don't know what to really say more about it other than I know what the actors want. And I know what the guild wants. If you want an interesting and funny,
breakdown of it, the latest Tim Dillon episode on Tim Dillon, very, very funny.
Have you seen the Ron Perlman?
That was great.
Yeah, Ron Perlman's a shithead. Fuck him.
They talk shit about Ron Perlman.
Because Ron Perlman is an actor, and he's like, I was on a biker show, and I'll come to your house and kill you. Fuck
you. That's not what he said, but he did make a pretty vague, veiled threat.
Yeah, but he's always been a douchebag.
Yeah.
Hey, little Donnie. Nobody cares what you think about Donald Trump, except for people that hate Donald Trump. Or whatever.
Adam Conover is the one to follow on Twitter and the social media. He seems to be the most informed about everything, and he's on the front lines of the picket line. And Adam ruins everything.
Well, at least, what's his name? Mandy Patinkin has taken a vacation. He and his wife are driving around, but he's been on the picket line since the WGA strike started.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that I don't like Ron Perlman's being on the picket line, but I just think, shut up. You're not a tough guy.
Yeah.
You're just Ron Perlman. And then if I go on anymore with that, I'll be ripping off Tim Dillon, and I don't want to do that because I don't have those chops anyway.
It'd be funny, though, if you went out into the parking lot at WSB and Perlman was waiting for you out there in his Beauty and the Beast costume.
Oh, God. Shall we talk about the Emmys? Are you guys excited for the Emmys?
No.
There's actually some good nominations this year.
But I want
to... Shows that we care about.
He's going, though, right?
Well, no one's going.
Then I don't know. They might have to cancel it, the broadcast.
Yeah, they're going to cancel a lot of stuff. Dragon Con's going to be hit, right? People aren't going to be able to come and promote stuff.
Then Dragon Con has no official statement yet. Nobody's started canceling anything yet, but it's looking that way.
Comic-Con in San Diego, it's actually reverted back to an actual comic book convention.
Wow.
That was the only thing that they could do. Everybody pulled out. Everybody dropped out.
And your brother's movie coming out, and Adult Swim Fest canceled all their panels and meet and greets because it was all the people, you know, like Doc Hammer and Jackson Publick. Who knows?
Yeah, Ming Chen, who's been on the show, you know, a few times, he's doing the rounds right now with conventions. And what he's doing is he's bringing up, you know, all these actors and everything, but they're talking about what hobbies they have and what they're into as far as business wise.
They're still allowed to go to conventions and they're still allowed to sign autographs, but they're not allowed to promote past work or upcoming work.
And that's probably in their contract, right?
Well, it's the SAG strike.
Yeah, the terms of the strike.
If we had Max Gale on again, he couldn't talk anything about Barney Miller. He could just do an hour of poetry.
He couldn't talk about an old show.
Nope.
That's ridiculous.
He could talk about General Hospital because soap operas aren't covered by
SAG.
Yeah.
So if we had Dana Snyder on right now, just as an example, he couldn't talk about anything.
Not a production, no.
That's already aired?
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, because what you're doing is you're promoting for people to watch something that the money that'll be made off that watching will be going to the people that they're striking against.
Ah, I have a carve out. Kevin Smith could come on and talk about Dogma.
Yes.
Because
he could, yes, legally, because he produces everything himself, but in solidarity, he won't.
Yeah, I don't
know about Dogma, because Dogma's owned by Weinstein.
Yeah, it's owned by Weinstein still at this point. Yeah,
but like Tusk or Yoga Hosers or one of those that he bought and then
self-produced.
Yeah, and then self-distributed and produced. He can talk about, and yeah, he does. That's how he's making his money right now.
Yeah,
he's got that theater in New Jersey where he's running that stuff and doing Q&As.
How much is it? $3 million is what Weinstein wants for that. Let it go. Mm-hmm. That's why if you have the blue, it's worth a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah. Yeah, I got one sealed and one unsealed.
Put it on eBay, bitch.
I'm sell that. Holding on to that. Believe me, I've been asked to sell it a million times, but holding on to it. You can watch it. You can watch his. I mean, he's even got like Dogma on his paywall, like behind his paywall. He just changed the title.
Oh. Well, I'll just download and fuck both the studios and the actors, right? That's the best way to get around it. That's how I watch, what's that show that Ron Perlman was on? The Motorcycles.
Oh, Sons of Anarchy?
Sons of Anarchy.
That's what I'll do. Or I'll watch Hellboy. I'll download Hellboy and watch it. All right, so let's talk about the Emmys. The Emmys are coming up. We'll do that right after this.
Hey, I'd like to say thank you to Atlanta Pizza Nero, our longest sponsor here on Radio Lever. And thank you to Mike Hole and everybody at the restaurant, dude. Summer is in full swing, and they have some new local craft beers for you to enjoy, like Coors, which is a banquet beer. But a good pizza beer might be Terrapin Brewing's Watermelon Goza. It's a tasty, refreshing sour ale that's a thirst-quenching delight, served ice cold on draft. We added another tasty local brew, Sassafras. No, Creature Comforts Classic City Lager is now also available on draft. They've also added Landshark Lager to round out their updated summer beer selection. Hey, Atlanta Pizza in Europe serves up the best freshly made Greek and Italian specialties around. In an authentic retro dive pizza place with a come-as-you-are family-friendly atmosphere where you can be the dude. Dine-in and takeout are both available. Limited delivery through Slash, DoorDash, Grubhub, Uber Eats, Pony Express. Rocky Dennis on his motorcycle. But I think you might be terrified if you answered the door and that guy's standing there with pizza. Well, maybe if it's Eric Stoltz. Hey, if you're a business or a corporate client who's looking to book a food truck for your next private event or catered luncheon, contact Mike Hall at Atlanta Pizza and Euro by calling 770-483-6228. They're open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday, 11 to 9, Saturday, 12 to 9, and they are closed on the Lord's Day.
Hey, it's Sean Hannity. You have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Sure. Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. Anyway, in Athens, Georgia, since 2005. With fast turnaround and affordable prices. Anyway, call them at 706-316-9366. Or anyway, email them at athens@ldiline.com. All right, Linda, do we need any kind of repro printing? No? All right, I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. I'll be back.
Okay, the Emmy nominations came out a week or so ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. And I wanted to play a little game called Should Win, Will Win. I only have the major categories here, like all the sound stuff or miniseries and stuff I didn't put on here. But a couple of noted snubs, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Harrison Ford wasn't nominated for Shrinking or 1923. Elizabeth Olsen, not nominated for Love and Death. Selena Gomez and Steve Martin, both snubbed as nominees for Only Murders in the Building. And Sarah Goldberg not getting a nomination. She was fantastic on Barry. Come on now. No acting nominations for SNL. And shutouts of Yellowstone, Snow, and Snowfall. Snowfall in its final season, not even getting any recognition, right? Is that fair?
Yeah, they're really shitty. Didn't Pedro Pascal get nominated for SNL?
Not for SNL, for The Last of Us. Or maybe he did, but I'm like I said, it,
that they said in their article that SNL didn't get any, but that could have been the cast only.
The acting nominations, SNL episodes, and maybe that Pedro Pascal episode got nominated for
best sketch or something. Yeah, best actor in a variety show or some crap. I think he got nominated.
So I won't read these. I'm going to read the best drama series first. And when I get through with it, you guys tell me which one you think should win and which one you think will win. Andor on Disney Plus, Better Call Saul, AMC, The Crown on Netflix, House of the Dragon on HBO Max, The Last of Us, HBO Max, Succession, HBO Max, The White Lotus, HBO Max, and Yellow Jackets on Showtime. I think Better Call Saul should win.
Yeah, I believe that should win also, but it won't.
I won't. And what do you think will win?
Succession.
Has it always won?
But it's the final season, so.
The final season of both.
Yeah, I know, but.
Right?
Yes, and I, as a fan of both, and I love them both, I say should and would. Succession.
Succession.
Oh, only 4 episodes left for me to go. So Better Call Saul, though, just keeps getting raped. Dustin, what do you think?
Should win would probably Better Call Saul. Again, I think because it was the final season. But will win will probably be Succession. It's just, it's got too much momentum, especially
White Lotus
during the voting season.
Yeah. Or White Lotus could surprise us and win.
Yeah.
Cause they like giving Emmys to White Lotus.
Best actor in a drama series. Jeff Bridges, surprisingly, for The Old Man, which is a good show. Brian Cox, Succession. Fuck off. Kieran Culkin, Succession. Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul. Pedro Pascal, Last of Us, and Jeremy Strong, Succession. So Succession has a very good chance of winning.
I think all those Successions are going to cancel each other out, and hopefully they'll give it to Odenkirk.
That's what I'm saying. Should and would win, I think. Or should
it? Yeah. I give should and would to should Odenkirk, but I don't know.
Out of the Succession guys, who do you think deserves it the most?
Jeremy Strong.
Yeah? Why so?
I don't know. Kieran Culkin. It's kind of hard to choose between the two.
That's why I'm saying between all the Succession people nominated, it's hard to just choose one. That's why I think they'll cancel each other out. And maybe it'll fairly go to Bob Odenkirk.
You don't think Jeff Bridges has a chance?
How many people watch that show?
What do you watch that? Good.
And how dare them vote? The Last of Us is great. We all know that. But that's not Pedro's best acting role.
Yeah.
He barely does anything. He's just like beating ass and being quiet.
Right.
He did more acting in Narcos.
Yeah, he did. All right. Best actress in a drama series. Oh, the printer paper kind of went out here. So, yeah, Sharon Horgan, Bad Sisters. Melanie Lynskey from Yellow Jackets. Elizabeth Moss from The Handmaid's Tale. Bella Ramsey from The Last of Us. Kerry Russell from The Diplomat. And Sarah Snook for Suggestion. That is a tough one for me.
Suggestion.
But Sarah Snook is such a fantastic actress. She's so great in Succession. I think Bella Ramsey might pull it out, no?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I think she should, and I think she will.
I think they'll probably give it to Sharon Horgan just because she's British.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm rooting for Bella Ramsey. I think Sarah Snook is great, but
I'd like to see Bella Ramsey or Melanie Lynskey win, but I think they'll probably give it to that Bad Sisters.
Best supporting actor in a drama series, F. Murray Abraham for The White Lotus. He's disqualified because he was Me Too'd, so he won't get it. Nicholas Braun for Succession, Michael Imperioli for The White Lotus, Theo James for The White Lotus, Matthew McFadden for Succession, Alan Ruck for Succession, Will Sharp for The White Lotus, and Alexander. What is this? Everybody in this category is either one of those two shows. So to me, that's a pick 'em. Who's
there? I think they'll cancel each other out again, and hopefully Imperioli will win.
I think McFadden will get it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
This was a very, as you've been watching it, Tim, you know that this is a very transitional season for him.
Yes, yes, very much so. And I'll tell you, oh no, we didn't do Best Supporting Actress in a Drama Series. Jennifer Coolidge, The White Lotus. Elizabeth Debicki, The Crown. Megan Fahey, The White Lotus. Sarah Impacciatore, The White Lotus. Aubrey Plaza, The White fucking Lotus. Simona Tabasco, The White fucking Lotus. J. Smith Cameron for Succession, and Rhea Seehorn, Better Call Saul. That's who I want to win, and I
will. Yeah, she should win, but she won't.
She deserves it. She never won.
She should.
Jennifer Coolidge will win it again. Yeah.
I agree with Jeff, and also I also think Jennifer Coolidge will win because they're going to want to show her. Well, she ain't going to be there if they don't have it. But doesn't she look freaking amazing? Have you seen her?
The Ozempic's kicking in.
Yeah, the Ozempic's kicking in.
The Ozempic, and they, I mean, she's somebody who's had some work done and it doesn't look bad. I don't feel like she looks like Ron Perlman. She doesn't look like a lion in the sewer. She looks, it looks good.
Call the lion in the sewer, please. That was a great line. I think, I really think that they should give it to Rhea Seehorn, but nobody listens to me.
They should, but damn it, Coolidge is so, are you going to be mad?
No. She was fantastic on that show, and then she died, so.
And her death scene, you can do it.
she'll probably win.
Best comedy series, Abbott Elementary on ABC, Barry, HBO Max, The Bear, FX, Jury Duty, Amazon Freebie. I just listened to a comedian who's on that show.
Kirk Fox.
Yeah, he was on Harlan Highway.
Yeah.
Very funny.
And that show was funny, too. And he was great on it.
The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, that'll probably win. Only Murders in the Building, Ted Lasso. Oh, no, Ted Lasso will win. And Wednesday, I think.
Abbott Elementary is going to win.
Yeah, I know. Barry should win, but it won't.
I'd like to see the Bear win.
I don't think Barry should win, because Barry wasn't really that funny. It was just a great ending. They had a few funny episodes, but it was different to me.
That's not funny at all.
No, the Bear's not funny at all. I don't know why they would put it in that.
Because it's a half hour?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's definitely not a bunch of laughs, that's for sure.
It's not.
No.
It's a good show, but I don't go like, fuck, I want to unwind and watch the Bear. Usually I brings back all my childhood trauma, and I'm God.
You need a Xanax after you watch an episode.
Absolutely. I know other people probably watch it and be like, I can't believe it's so crazy. And I'm like, oh my God, there was a video camera out when I was a kid. Yeah.
Best actress in a comedy series, Christina Applegate, Dead to Me, Rachel Brosnahan, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Quinta Brunson, Abbott Elementary, Natasha Lyonne, Poker Face. I would love it if she won.
That's how I wish would win. But
I think she might have a chance because they love a redemption story.
Yeah, but they'll give it to Mrs. Maisel, don't you think?
Yeah, because it's over.
I think Christina Applegate will get it
for Dead to Me. Oh. Dead to Me.
It was the final season. She was already diagnosed with MS, and she forced herself to make the final season, and she'll get recognition for that. That's just too up their alley not to.
And Jenna. No win for Jenna Ortega for Wednesday.
I mean, nomination's enough at this point.
Yeah.
She got plenty of time.
He does. Best actor in a comedy series, Bill Hader for Barry, Martin Short, Only Murders in the Building, Jason Segel, Shrinking, Jason Sudeikis, Ted Lasso, and Jeremy Allen White for The Bear. I think Bill Hader should win and will win.
Short, he's so funny.
I think Bill Hader should win, but Jeremy Allen White will win.
The Bear.
He's too good in that.
He is good. Everybody in that category is really good. Martin Short is the funniest.
What I'm saying. That's not, neither one of their performances have been all that comedic this season.
No, but Barry deserves some sort of recognition.
It does for writing and for drama acting. I think it's just they're just putting it in a weird category.
Because it's not, they need a dramedy.
Dramedy. Yeah, there's plenty of shows that are dramedies.
Here we have Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series. Speaking of these actors, Anthony Carrigan for Barry, Phil Dunster for Ted Lasso, Brett Goldstein, Ted Lasso, James Marsden, Jury Duty, Eben Moss, Bacharach for The Bear, Tyler James Williams, Abbott Elementary, and Henry Winkler for Barry. In this instance, I got to go with Anthony Carrigan. But
he should win, but maybe they'll probably give it to Henry Winkler again.
But he's got alopecia. I think they're going to give it to him.
Yeah, maybe.
I thought you said meaning Henry Winkler there for a second. That's the thing he needs. Best Supporting Actress at a Comedy Series, Alex Borstein, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Ayo Edebiri for The Bear, Janelle James, Abbott Elementary, Shirley Ralph, Abbott Elementary, Juno Temple, Ted Lasso, Anna Waddingham for Ted Lasso, Jessica Williams for Shrinking. I think that Borstein should win as well. But Hannah,
I think Edebiri's going to win it though.
Yeah,
there's been so much buzz around her performance this season.
And her character is the most likable, right?
She's very likable. Sydney,
Hannah, Hannah, what? Hannah, what? Or Ted Lasso?
No. I think Hannah will win. I'm sorry, Hannah Waddingham.
Oh.
I do think that AO is probably also very likely to win.
Shows you what I know. Maybe I should win everything. No?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a good show. And she is excellent on this show, on The Bear.
Oh, yeah. I know it's a good show. It's real intense.
It is very intense.
So I have to decompress by watching something less intense like Succession, which I'm almost done. 4 episodes to go. The Emmys, when are they'll have it even if no one goes, right? They'll just say these people won.
Yeah.
When is it? Next year or later this year? September? I forget when it is.
September, I think. Yeah.
I always forget these things. I don't care about award shows anymore like I used to. I used to love them.
Yeah, but there's a lot of the shows that we watched this year that are fairly nominated.
Yeah, but I wouldn't even watch it were they to appear because just award shows are tedious and they're long and they're circle jerks. If I'm going to watch a circle jerk, I'm going to go out in the woods and there's a bunch of guys doing a circle jerk. I mean, that'd be more entertaining to me, don't you think?
Without a little Kenny Rogers.
That's right.
A little cut out in the woods.
Maybe.
Daytime friends and nighttime jerkers.
Yeah.
His views.
Or.
Snooze.
Last week was Miracle Workers, After Party, and Full Circle, which I watched the first 2 episodes. Miracle Workers, it's good as usual. After Party, I haven't started yet, season 2. And Full Circle, I watched the first one of those. That's good. That's that Steven Soderbergh show about the botched kidnapping with Timothy Olyphant. It's pretty good so far. This week, Ray's PD, Freeform's first original animated series. That's Andy Murphy from Schitt's Creek doing the voice.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Black Mirror episode.
Steven,
what's the premise?
Yeah, what is it?
She's a New York City it girl who falls from grace and decides to move back to her small hometown, where she takes on the challenge of modernizing her father's cult. Steven Root is a voice. Christina Bransky. It's from 2 SNL writers that did, I think, that Girl 5 Ever and some other shows.
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, it looks pretty funny. Number 2, the Venture Brothers movie comes out this week. You have to rent it or buy it.
I'll be renting it.
Nope. You have to buy it.
I don't have to buy it.
No, you have to buy it.
All right, I'll buy it.
So that's the views for everybody, probably.
Yeah.
Been waiting for that for a long time.
And that'll be it. No more Venture Brothers. Maybe the movies, but who knows.
And then number 3, Jim Gaffigan's got a new comedy special out on Amazon Prime on the 25th.
I'll use that.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I'm still so far behind, I haven't watched Segura's yet.
Oh, man, you got to do that.
It's so good.
I don't agree.
You didn't like the Sledgehammer?
Not as good as a lot of his other stuff. I feel like he's kind of lost the step. The only time I really felt like it was truly him, the old Tom that I love, that I think is so funny, is when he was telling that story about Brad Pitt. And he started doing all that shy stuff where he won't look at you and all that.
Oh, yeah.
That's the shit that gets me. It kills me. That whole thing about eating ass, it's so played out at this point.
Yeah, not in
that. Everybody fucking talks about that. As soon as he went into that, I'm like, Tom, what? You are doing the eating ass? Come on now. That's like, you know, all these 28-year-olds are doing that shit.
Yeah.
That kind of felt like it was a little meh. But what does he care? He's a billionaire.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to hear Bert Kreischer do a whole thing about eating ass. what's your stat pick, ass eater?
my stat pick is Futurama comes back this week. Can't wait.
On Hulu. Nice. Yep. 10 episodes. Are they going to drop all at once or they're weekly?
Oh, they're weekly.
Nice. We could have had a guy on to talk about it, but we can't because of the strike.
Yeah, he was ready to come on, but now the strike has ruined it.
Fucking studios.
They're allowed to do podcasts too, but they're not. He wouldn't be allowed to come on and talk about Futurama. That's the problem.
Right. Well, what's
he could come on and not talk about it like he did last time.
Like he did last time.
Yeah.
Right.
And then announce the next day that they're going to come out with a brand new season.
The very next day they announced.
Well, you know, maybe we should just start like courting foreign actors to come on.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. If this whole thing keeps going on, I'll just cancel all this shit and have BritBox. Fuck them. I don't care.
Yeah.
My staff pick is the one that's already a views or snooze, but it doesn't matter to me because it's my favorite, like I said, animated show of all time. Venture Brothers, Radiant is the Blood of the Baboon Heart. I'll be buying it if Jeff...
you got to spend the extra $3 to buy it, you bastard.
Wants to buy something that's on your fucking computer. Send me a physical copy of it and I'll buy it.
It's on Hulu now. It's Adam Richman, which he's back and he's fat again. I think he's fatter than he was before.
This was on the Food Network, and I was trying to get Adam Richman to come on back when it was on the Food Network, but now all the episodes are on Hulu.
But it's only one season?
Yeah, so far.
They're not going to do another season?
No, it's between seasons right now.
The show is Adam Eats the 80s, and it's so good. It's such a trip down.
It's so in our wheelhouse, too, because it's all about the 80s.
It's so much fun, and it's on Hulu. I missed it when I was on the Food Network, but, oh, God, he's eating some stuff. Like, he gets Pizza Hut. They're making the Piazza, Bonkers, Magic Middles, like, stuff that there isn't around. But then there's stuff that is still around, like Cinnabon and things that became iconic in the 80s. But one of the greatest things, and you'll love this, Tim, is the first episode. They chronicle the ill-fated Domino's breakfast pizza that will be delivered to you with a newspaper and a cup of coffee. Yep.
That is cool. How the fuck did that go away? That's true.
The Noid took it away.
But anyway, so Adam Eats the 80s on Hulu. It's a lot of
fun. It is a great show, and he's a lot of fun on that show, too.
He is. He's great.
I'd love to get him on to talk about it, but...
And he might get another season, given the strike.
Yeah.
I mean, they might push for, more reality, so they might head that way to offer him another season. That'd be cool.
Isn't this show considered a reality show? I mean, it's not really a scripted show.
But he may be a writer.
True.
Let's see. My staff pick it's on VOD right now. It's called Sisu. It's a Finnish movie. It's set in World War II, actually after World War II, when a lot of the Nazis were running rampant in the rural areas and trying to, just steal whatever they could steal. And this guy's a gold miner in Finland, and he basically hits it big right at the same time and loads his horse up with all this gold. And this band of Nazis is trying to steal it from him, but they don't know that he's like the ultimate badass.
Right.
And this was the preview that was going around Facebook a few months ago where the guy sticks a knife in the Nazi's head. I mean, it was pretty prevalent.
Oh, yeah.
They were showing it everywhere. Great movie. I mean, it's all English. There's no overdub or anything. That area always puts out at least two or three really great movies a year. This definitely one of them. It's from 2022, it's on VOD right now. It'll probably be out in another month.
I've seen a few people talking about it, and nobody has anything bad to say about it.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's you could see any 80s action, like older action star in this role, but this guy really, really pulls it off. I mean, he's really good. It's called Sisu, Sisu.
Cool. Thank you, guys. Steph, anything to report from Barkville?
Oh, yeah. We had a great event last Saturday on the square in Alpharetta in front of the Chiringa Mexican restaurant. They let us have their spot right there, which is super cool that they allow us to put our tent there and show off the dogs. And they're so kind to us. But and I got to see my home slice, Chris Chandler. He was there with his foster dog, Aubrey. And Chris is like, it's like he's been fostering forever. So he's always done this now. And he's chatting everybody up and doing his thing. He's got the slingback chair sitting there talking to the other fosters. He's doing such a good job. I told him that he was my greatest success.
That's all.
He said he'd never been told that before, but I meant that. And my dog, Polly Walnuts, got so much attention. Oh, my God. And I really thought he'd have application at least, but not so far. So we'll have to go back out to the Bada Bing and see what we can do again soon.
I don't want him getting adopted by some hua.
Yeah.
I really don't. He is
away from the Russians. He was an interior decorator.
He truly is. If a butterfly was a dog, this dog, he's the best. He's freaking the best ever. I want to keep him, but I will not because he is so great.
And, yes.
I mean, that would just be like hiding his light under a bushel. And I want to let him shine. So if you're interested in a perfect angel, just a... And he's been playing with Stanley Tucci in the yard. It's so cute. But anyway, so this Saturday, I believe the Downtown Pooch in Roswell will be out front from like 10:30 to 2 or some crap. I haven't RSVP'd yet because I'm not sure if I'm going to that one or not. But anyway, Downtown Pooch, Roswell, BarkvilleDogRescue.org, Wolf.
Wolf. If you love laughing, you got to check out your favorite comics' favorite theater, the Dynamic El Dorado. It's Atlanta's indie comic darling in the heart of the Old Fourth Ward, and Thursday through Sunday, they've got hilarious shows with tickets starting at just $5. If you're interested in improv, sketch, and stand-up, Dynamic El Dorado offers engaging, interactive classes and workshops taught by seasoned professionals and hosts improv jams and open mics, welcoming comedians and enthusiasts no matter their experience level. So, whether you want to grab the mic and perform, grab a seat and laugh till it hurts, Dynamic El Dorado's got you covered. Visit DynamicElDorado.com or find them on Instagram at Dynamic El Dorado and strike comedy gold this weekend. Guys, what do you think? Is this a new plan for us, me being here at the studio? Does it work?
I think it works for me.
I've been working on my Tom. It's not easy to do Tom Shiv. Listen, hi, Shiv. Logan, I just had something I wanted to say. Hi, Greg.
That's pretty good, Tim. That is good.
Hi, Greg. I'm going to need you to work. But, you know, it's Thanksgiving. Yeah, which is why it's perfect. All right, I'm going to go home and try to get in touch with that Shiv. Goodbye, Shiv. All right, see you guys later. Keep it
canon.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to TryMeowGreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.